#KEPCORBYN. Fight workhouse conditions for a party that fights for workers. We have record employment, but also record levels of poverty among those in work. Work for millions has become insecure and stressful. We have to change that. This is what Jeremy Corbyn wrote in July, announcing a series of policies to protect the low-paid. He pledged that a Labour government under his leadership would ban zero-hour contracts. And it would force companies with over 250 employees to bring back collective bargaining, negotiating pay, terms, and conditions through trade unions. He also demands a £10 an hour minimum wage. No wonder the bosses and Tories hate him. He stands with workers against their cruel working conditions and poverty pay. That's why his leadership challenge is such a threat to companies like Sports Direct, which has hit the headlines recently for its appalling practices. Shane Stevenson, a zero-hour warehouse worker at another Victorian firm, reports on the Sports Direct struggle. Under pressure from unions and the media, workhouse employer Sports Direct has decided to partially scrap some zero-hour contracts. Management promises a wage slightly above the national average, and a small number of guaranteed hours. However, even these tiny changes are only for staff directly employed by Sports Direct. The vast majority are agency workers. In the 3,200 worker Shirebrook mega warehouse, only 6% will benefit. Meanwhile, fat cat boss Mike Ashley shows up to the company's open day pulling over a grand in £50 notes out of his pocket at the security check-in. His joking smile showed how little this concerned him. At the firm's annual general meeting for shareholders, Ashley claimed he had no knowledge of sweet shop conditions such as the six strike policy. Employees are disciplined for simply spending time in the toilet, or talking to other staff. I'm a zero-hour contract warehouse worker for another massive retailer, B&M. A lot of things are similar. Instead of a six strike policy, we have three strikes. The majority of B&M stores don't even have proper air conditioning. Sweet Shop is right. The Socialist Party fights for scrapping all zero-hour contracts, for full-time work for all who desire it, flexible working for those who need it, but on workers' terms, not the boss's union recognition and full employment rights from day one on the job.